This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. This spring, a project in Northern Kentucky gets underway to bring communities together around the picnic table. The Public Arts Network of Northern Kentucky is inviting people to buy picnic tables, decorate them, and put them on public display. And joining us to discuss the Picnic Table Project are Catalytic Development Funding Corporation Director of Community Initiatives and Communications, Jill Morenz, and Human Nature co-founder Christopher Manning. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jill and Christopher, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us. So, Jill, tell us how the idea for this picnic table project all came about.
Actually, that was Chris's idea.
You can let him take credit?
Over to him, yes.
Okay.
Well, there was a whole committee of people that were brainstorming about ideas to bring a very diverse, you know, community together, from the urban core neighborhoods all the way to suburban and rural communities. And we were looking for some common ground that everyone could share. And we talked a lot about childhood memories and things like that. And the idea of the picnic came up, and picnic table was something that we felt like was low cost but high impact. You know, it's something that was accessible to everyone. And then the idea emerged to not only do picnic tables, but to bring them all together into a big regional picnic to celebrate the culmination of the effort. So truly, it was a committee effort. even though I had some part in it, it was a lot of fun. It was a creative process.
Childhood memories. So people were saying, I can remember all these great family get-togethers we had around picnic tables. That's exactly the kind of thing.
Yeah, church socials and family reunions and, you know, summer picnics with the family and, you know, after a ball game or whatever. It was just a lot of fond thoughts about that.
So, Jill, who can participate in this? Can just anybody buy a picnic table?
Absolutely. Okay. So anybody can be an individual, a family, a group, a club, an organization, a company, a school, a church. Anybody can buy a picnic table. We do have a nonprofit price and regular pricing. So regular pricing is $500 for a picnic table. Nonprofit is $400. And the picnic tables are going to be custom built for us. And then they're all going to be delivered to a big warehouse. And then in April, we're going to have everybody come together for painting parties. And so there'll be two painting parties in April where everybody will come and we're going to provide paint and supplies and music and food. And then we'll decorate the tables. And then on June 16th, we are going to have a giant picnic along the Purple People Bridge. All the tables are going to be lined up in a row in the middle of the bridge. Isn't that going to be great?
Yeah, that is. Why the Purple People Bridge is just a good...
It's such a connector for our region, okay. You know? And we love to have... It's such an icon. It's also an iconic structure. Everything about it is just perfect. And this visual of this long row of picnic tables and all these people around it is just going to be so striking.
Yeah, we were brainstorming about what would be a good location to string these end to end so that we were all having a picnic together. And honestly, there aren't too many sites that qualify
yeah,
for that.
Exactly. So, it's perfect.
The Purple People Bridge is really perfect because it connects the whole region together.
Yeah.
So how many picnic tables might we get for this?
Our goal is at least 50.
Okay.
So, and the response we've been getting, I'm sure we're going to hit 50, if not more.
And 50, would 50 go pretty much end to end
across? No, still lots of room. So,
okay,
yes,
so even more space for picnic tables.
Yes, we can double that easily, yes.
Now, what kind of ideas? What are some examples of things that people can do with their picnic tables
Anything. What we're hoping to have people do is come up with a design that somehow reflects their community or organization. So if it's a, you know, Girl Scout troop, something that reflects their troop, or if it's a school, something that reflects the school. One organization, a company who's going to buy tables, is going to take them and have all their neighbors sign them or write a little positive note about what they love about Northern Kentucky and then clear coat over it. So, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a wide range of less professional you know, and very professional, because we do have some artists who are interested in working with communities that want to have professional help as well.
Yeah, the more diverse, the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, really, we want people to think about it as a blank canvas. And not just applied to the surface itself, but you could think even three-dimensionally about it and really
Absolutely.
Get creative. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we see it as a blank canvas and an opportunity for a lot of diversity and creativity. And I think then you bring them together and it makes a mosaic. You know?
Yes. And in fact, we're going to have photographers take pictures of each table, and then we're going to produce a poster that has all the tables. And also, we are putting together, the Public Arts Network and the Catalytic Fund are putting together several self-guided art tours of public art in Northern Kentucky, and we're going to include the picnic table, the public locations of the picnic tables in that when they're all done.
So was the Flying Pig effort, was that somewhat of an inspiration for this whole idea?
Certainly. I think projects like that are similar in that they allow for that diversity and distribution of impact. But then the idea of bringing them together, I think, was something that was unique to ours in one spot. And again, there's kind of a social dimension to this, that it is really about all gathering around the table together as one community.
Yeah.
And sharing food and sharing in.
Yeah, one thing about Northern Kentucky is because as Chris pointed out, you know, there's urban cities, there's suburban cities, there's rural areas, and sometimes I think Northern Kentucky doesn't consider itself one region. And so I think this is just another way of bringing people together and realizing we're all Northern Kentucky.
Yeah. So what about, Jill, the idea of teams doing this? How do you construct your team for doing your table?
Yeah, well, in any way you want. So if it's just an individual or a family who wants to do this, they can, at really anything. We've got several artists, as I mentioned, who are interested in working with people. We've got lots of ideas. If anybody wants to just brainstorm with us, we're happy to help. We're going to provide, as I mentioned, the paint and the supplies. And so if anybody needs specific colors or anything like that, we're happy to provide that. Otherwise, we'll just probably get a rainbow of colors and a whole bunch of brushes and let people go.
And go at it.
Yeah. But I just decorated one for as an example.
Well, and tell us about that.
Yeah. So I just took a picnic table and painted the gingham picnic blanket or picnic tablecloth on the table, and then just stenciled the words Northern Kentucky Picnic Table Project, and we're going to put that together in a little video of me painting it, and it'll go on the
serve as inspiration.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ideas for anybody else who wants to
do
this.
So they can put, if it's a company, they can put their logo on it, whatever.
Yeah. So once this is all done, you have your big event on the Purple People Bridge, mm-hmm. and then the tables are out on display. How long are they out on display?
Well, they're out. You know, these are built out of treated lumber, so they're meant to be outdoors, and all the tables are going to be clear coated after they're done. So they should last for years.
Yeah, we hope that they end up in public parks and on town squares, and well distributed schools.
Mm-hmm.
That they get used, by the community.
And are you going to do this on a yearly basis, do you think?
Or? We're certainly hoping to. Okay. Yeah, it depends on how well it goes this year. I'm sure it's going to go great, and I'm sure it'll be a big learning curve for us as well. But yes, we'd love to do it at least for the next, at least through 2020 is our goal. Yeah.
Now, both of your organizations are part of the Public Arts Network. So
yes.
tell us a little bit about the Public Arts Network itself.
Sure. So the Catalytic Fund is the convening member of the Public Arts Network. So I manage the meetings and the agendas and that kind of thing. It actually came out of the Mayan KY plan, which was a visioning plan done in 2015 for Northern Kentucky to identify the priorities that it had for itself. And so there were four goal areas, and one of those was community vibrancy. And one of the strategies to reach the goal, the goals under community vibrancy, was to bring the communities of Northern Kentucky together and tell their stories through public art. So we started with a public arts inventory of all the current public arts murals and statues and art organizations in Northern Kentucky. And now we're engaged in helping to create more. So the picnic tables will definitely be part of that. And we've got some other ideas, and they're going to go on our slate as soon as the picnic table's done. So lots of really good ideas.
How do people get involved with the picnic table project? How does that work?
All they have to do is go to nkypicnic.org. And there's a lot of information on there. And there's a contact form that will come to me. And I will that'll start the conversation. And we'll talk about how everybody wants to get involved. We're also looking for sponsors. So we have some really, really great benefits for the sponsors if they want to get involved, and all that information is on the website as well.
So can you run down the timeline again for me?
Yes. So
the tables go on sale in...
Tables are on sale now.
They're on sale now.
Yep.
Okay.
They're going to be built for us. And then...
Who's building those, by the way?
Jim Cutter Construction.
Okay.
So he's got some guys that are, you know, at somewhat more loose ends with the cold weather, and so he's going to start them on some picnic tables. And they have a great design that doesn't have it's very art-friendly for the top. So it's, you know, smoother wood and no protruding bolts and that kind of thing.
So tables designed specifically for this kind of thing.
Yes, yes. Okay. Although it is a, you know, very traditional-looking picnic table. And then, so we're hoping to sell the tables up until March 15th. Then the tables are going to be built all, you know, all along from now until then. They're all going to be delivered to a big warehouse, and then we're going to do the painting parties in April. We haven't totally finalized the dates, so just keep an eye on the website, on the nkypicnic.org website for that. And then June 16th is the picnic.
Hmm. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Catalytic Development Funding Corporation Director of Community Initiatives and Communications, Jill Morenz, and Human Nature co-founder, Christopher Manning. You can find a link to more information about the Picnic Table Project at wvxu.org.